I'm standing on the busy A45 Fletchhamstead Highway outside a tool hire shop. This venue used to be one of the city's finest dance halls. The Matrix Ballroom opened in 1953 and, as well as hosting full orchestras, also played host to bands such as the Rolling Stones, Jerry Lee Lewis, Van Morrison, Desmond Dekker and the Beatles. In the middle of the 1980s, the venue closed and remained unused for many years. But it's now a hire shop and I'm going in to have a look around. I've arranged to meet Rob Woodward from Lieutenant Pigeon, and you remember the venue quite well.
I had the great pleasure of seeing one of my great all-time favourite rock and rollers, Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis coming to Coventry was like the messiah to me. He was my idol. I'd have gone where he was, but it just happened to be at the Matrix. Come on over, baby.
Whole lot of shaking. And have you been in since you saw Jerry Lee Lewis?
No.
Shall we go and have a look?
Indeed.
We've just come through the main office and we're now in what was the old Matrix Ballroom.
It's very, very nostalgic. I believe the bar was on the right here, but the building itself, it's pretty much as it was, except there's no longer a stage there.
Obviously, its purpose has changed now. Yeah. Tell us about what it was like in the 60s.
It had a lot of atmosphere. It sort of encapsulated the 60s feel. I have a photograph of the night that Jerry Lee Lewis was on stage, and I'm actually at the front of the stage there.
I can see you. You're right in the middle
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's literally hundreds of people there, and it was a fantastic night.
Hello, you must be Ronald.
I'm Ronald.
Tell us about what you did here at the Matrix.
I performed in a support band, the Mad Classics, on the same night as the Kinks. They wanted to perform in the middle of the show, so we ended up playing last, and we had to wait while they cleared all the girls off the stage before we could get on stage and get ready to play. Dave Davis threw his guitar into my hands and says, "Hold that." I had to knock on the dressing room door and say, "Well, do you want this back?" You know, haven't been in the building since.
What's it like being back here now?
Well, it's strange, actually. I mean, it's a strange reminder how big it is, because the audiences used to fill the place, really did. A very popular venue.
It's really a ghost of fantastic times past. You know, being here now, it's a lonely, echoey sort of factory. Great memories.